This is The Pillars of Bathurst with Dr. Robin McLaughlin and Brett Van Heekeren. The Pillars of Bathurst project is a cultural heritage memorial garden that commemorates past Bathurstians who've added something special to the story of Bathurst. These are their stories.
Hello, welcome to another edition of Bathurst Pillars with Brett Van Heekeren and Robin McLaughlin. How are you, Robin?
I'm fine, thank you.
So, who is our fine citizen today that we'll find out about?
Well, to give him his full name, our Pillars person for today is Joseph Henry Yates, but he was better known in his lifetime as Joe Yates. He was born into a second-generation Gold Rush family in 1895 at Sunny Corner and went on to live at Sofala, where he died in 1987. Now, in all ways, Joe Yates was a genuine bushman. He earned his living off the land, wrote bush poetry, and could spin terrific yarns celebrating life in the bush. But it was as a bush musician he's best remembered today. Joe Yates was a living link to the popular tunes and songs of the 19th and early 20th century Australia. He began playing the fiddle and flute as a child, and from his Yorkshire grandfather, a digger of the 1850s, he learnt the tunes of the Gold Rush era. While his father, joined later by his many brothers and sisters, helped introduce him to the popular music of following times. They said the family could make music out of a wet tea towel. Now, Joe was not a formally trained musician. His music lessons were in the front parlor of the family home. His public performances, joined by other local bush musicians, took place at the frequent local dances held wherever there was room enough for a good time, be it the Sofala Community Hall, the dining room of Killingbutta Station, or a handy wool shed. There's no doubting Joe was a talented musician, and his fiddle much in demand for local bush dances. But what is truly remarkable about Joe Yates is that he knew by heart and ear the music of the Australian bush from as far back as the 1850s Gold Rush.
Now surely all that knowledge has not been lost.
No, it has not been lost. News of this remarkable musician came to the attention of John Meredith, a folk music collector at the National Library of Australia. Meredith visited Joe Yates in Sofala and was gobsmacked at what he found. In Meredith's own words, quote, "Old Joe Yates is regarded as one of the richest sources of rare colonial dance music and songs." Meredith estimated that over 150 tunes and songs, popular between 1850 and 1950, were known and played by Joe. Much of that music we would describe today as bush music. Now, Meredith, along with other collectors, made many visits to Joe and Sofala, recording interviews, and even recording Joe playing tunes on his fiddle. This was when Joe was in his 80s, and I have to say he had rheumatism in his fingers, and it was a struggle for him to play on his fiddle at that time. Now, we're fortunate from those interviews, we can give you a little clip of Joe Yates, in his own words, talking about bush dances.
My musicians were my brother and myself on violin, and a chap by the name of Harry Weir on the piano. It's an all-night affair, the dances there. We would start about 9 o'clock at night and we'd go till daylight in the morning.
But hang on! Why don't we go and listen to some of the bush music saved and once played by Joe Yates?
Absolutely, let's do it. Enough talk. Sounds to me like it's time for a knees up.
Okay, now let's imagine we're back sometime in the 1920s. It's Saturday evening. We've finished our chores for the day, and I can see you've combed your hair and put on a clean shirt. So let's hitch up the horse to the buggy. There's a full moon tonight. The moonlight will help guide our way to the dance. No problem finding our way home, because as Joe told us, it'll be on until dawn. Listen, I think I can hear one of Joe's tunes. It's the Hill End and Turon Mazurka.
Waltzes, Chardes, Polka, and Warsaw Vienna, and the Mazurka.
Thank you. Now, that tune was the Hill End and Turon Mazurka, as remembered by Joe Yates of Cephala and saved by our National Folk Music Collection at the National Library in Canberra. Joe Yates was a talented bush musician who helped preserve an important part of our musical heritage. Bathurst honors Joe Yates with a plaque on the Bathurst Papillars. The epitaph on his plaque reads simply, Bush Musician. Thank you, Joe.
You have been listening to one of the stories behind The Pillars of Bathurst, presented by Dr. Robin McLaughlin. This series was produced in the studios of 2MCE FM.